I'm Bob Boylan with a Plus One podcast from All Songs Considered. So my current obsession is the new album from Weaves. They're a Toronto band with Morgan Waters playing some of the best angular and memorable guitar I've heard in a long, long while. In fact, the rhythm section is also a dynamic driving force in that band. And the singer? Well, Jasmine Burke is on her own planet that's both adventurous in tone and affirming in message. I first became fascinated with their sound in 2015 and had them at a Tiny Desk concert last year. And now I finally get to sit down and talk with guitarist Morgan Waters and singer Jasmine Burke about their album Wide Open and a whole lot more. So I hope to turn you on to their music and the music that interests them. On this Plus One podcast of All Songs Considered, Weaves play guest DJ. And as we sat down to talk here at NPR, Jasmine confessed to playing the song she loves over and over and over again.
Like, I'll listen to one song for like an hour and just get in the zone.
Yeah, she repeats.
I like a repeat.
I could never do that.
It's a problem kind of for me. Like, if I really love a song, I'll just over and over and over.
When did you discover that you like to hear songs over and over again?
Since I was a kid, I've always like repeated song. Like, if there's one song on an album I love, it's just like over and over and over and over and over and over. I don't know.
Can you think of one that you did, like maybe drove your folks crazy?
I was re-listening to a freewheeling Bob Dylan on the way here. And I was like, oh man, I used to listen to all these songs just like over and over and over and over and over.
And memorizing the lyrics?
Memorize the lyrics. And I don't know, I have a bit of a like, I like repetition.
So if I play this. How old were you?
I started listening to him when I was probably about, I'd say 14 or so. I don't know, I just started getting into his music. My uncle Bowen would always like give me music to listen to, and I just really liked Bob Dylan from the start. He's just very simplistic, nice. Like, there's something about his voice that just, you know, draws you in.
And some people say just the opposite. There's something about his voice.
Yeah, I know.
That
some people. I know, but I don't understand that.
Yeah, Lucinda Williams, who said once that she always wanted to be a singer, but she couldn't sing, and then she heard Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Bob here for just a minute.
And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
So did it drive your family crazy to hear Don't Think Twice, It's All Right more than twice?
Yeah, they would always just be like, you've listened to this album so many times. But my room was in the basement, so I could kind of like...
They kept you tucked away.
You can go downstairs now that you're a teenager.
So do you ever think about why they put you in the basement?
I know. It all makes sense now.
Where was this, Jasmine?
Like, where did I grow up?
Yeah, yeah.
In Toronto, or, you know, Weston. It's kind of north of Toronto in a suburb. I was kind of like a, you know, quiet kid. I didn't really like talking to the kids around the neighborhood, so I did activities alone a lot as a kid, and so I listened to a lot of music by myself, yeah.
And where might you have been around? Are you roughly the same age here?
I'm a rock dad. They call me the rock dad because I'm a little older than the rest of the band, so they really, really make fun of me for it. And I grew up in Victoria, B.C., west coast of Canada, on Vancouver Island.
Oh, wow. So would you have been more in isolation or...?
I guess I wasn't close to a big city like Toronto. I was, you know, so you're on an island. In order to see a big concert, you'd have to take the ferry across to Vancouver. So, yeah, I was more of a suburbs kid. It was all about my dad's records.
Where did he lean?
He had so many vinyl. Pink Floyd was a big one. I remember always just kind of getting lost in the idea of a concept record and soundscapes happening and laughing, you know, just how kind of they feel so bulky and kind of all-encompassing. And then the album art, too, kind of freaked me out, but it was also exciting. But he also, you know, he was all over the place musically. And at a certain point when CDs started coming out, you could rent CDs. And he would rent CDs and then tape them, put them on tapes. So I guess it's an early piracy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would listen to some of the tapes. And In Excess was one that he had that, as a kid, when I was like 8, I was like, oh, what is this? This is like the catchiest, grooviest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, like this?
Yeah.
Tell exactly. People what this is.
This is In Excess.
Need You Tonight?
Need You Tonight from Kit. So many good songs on this record. Great guitar riff.
All you got is this moment. 21st century's yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so wrong.
There's a lot of dancing going on here.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like it's like the, it's like if you're a millennial, like this is sort of like when you were, it's like a coming of age. You know, like Batman was coming out, this kind of music.
This is it.
Your parents were like 80s parents that were like, you can do what you want. Live your life.
There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Do you think any of this stuff creeps into your music? If I play, I'll just go do this. Let's see.
Oh yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean,
it's a little slanted,
it's different.
Yeah.
But
sure. I mean, it's pop music. I probably by the third record, the next record, I think we want to do rhythm. We want to like really get lost in grooves and rhythm. So you know, we're going there.
We're going there.
I'll play a little bit of Tick, this song.
Yeah.
Hard to find a place to fade this down. That's the thing I love.
Wall-to-wall information.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hadn't put it that way. I like that. But it keeps shifting and changing, and there's so much going on, and I love that, especially about the music. You don't really know what the song's going to do.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. That song's Tick. Do you remember how that song came to be, either one of you? Like, how do your songs come to be at all?
Well, it always starts with Jasmine.
Does
by
it, really?
Herself.
See, now I would have almost thought it was the other way around. I would have thought the guitar, because the guitar's so central too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I wormed my way in there afterwards.
Huh. What do you do, Jasmine?
You're alone
in your room again in the basement?
Basically. Dark.
In a room alone. Uh-huh. And then I'll loop I guess with that one, it would have started with a loop of some sort of...
She loops guitars.
Loop guitars, and then just figure out all the verses and the chorus and, the melody.
The words. A lot of hand motion here.
I know, I don't know. I'm like going for... It's hard. And
but you say loop guitars. Now, I've never... Well, actually, I did see you with an acoustic guitar around your neck the other night at DC9, but I don't usually see you play guitar.
Yeah, I retired from the live aspect.
We're pulling her back into it. She's a really good guitar player, so a lot of the guitar parts that I do are just, me interpreting what she's done and then adding my own emotions.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of emotions.
Damn.
And then we sit down at my house and in GarageBand.
In GarageBand.
Very technical.
He plays licks and... We're like, yay, nay.
She yays and nays me.
And then we fight, and then we figure it out.
Work it out. But I like in that one, there's like certain things, you can hear me in the background going,
Swim!
That's me telling you, like, oh, we're going to this other part now. But then it becomes a part of the song. It's like, you hear the process, us figuring it out as we go. It's
I'm going to play a song that's not your song, and somebody, one of you, tell me what this song is and what it means to you.
Yeah, this is Bunny. This is from Drew Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Who, the first time I ever saw Jasmine perform was she was playing a solo set with Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of struck by the way she performed. She looped guitars and made a real mess, but then she found a way to bring in melodies and sort of a pop sensibility over top of this mess. And it really impressed me, and I was looking for someone to collaborate with and work with. And
came up to me after and was like, hello, we should work on music together.
Awesome. And this was in Toronto?
Yeah.
Let's listen a little bit of Bunny. I don't know anything about Bunny, so tell me more in a second. So what year was this that this happened, and where were you?
This was 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago.
And not that long.
And Drew was my roommate, and we actually lived above Tamara, who's in Weather Station, the Weather Station.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she owns the house, and we lived there, so we'd hear her sort of doing stuff downstairs. Drew was upstairs, and I was on the middle floor, and that's sort of where we
because she told me that recently. She's like, I heard you guys working on Weave's music at the beginning.
Yeah, so there was three floors of music happening in this house in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I'm in love with the Weather Station record this year.
Yeah, I know.
One of my favorite records this year, so that's really cool that you all know each other.
If you look in a record store, Weave's, Weather Station, we're next to each other, so it's another it's another weird coincidence. But yeah, Drew Smith is an amazing classic pop songwriter who... Beach Boys is an influence. He's just...
But I wouldn't have heard that as a connector for the two of you in any way.
The music?
Yeah.
Well, I guess when you live with other people...
Yeah, and I knew Drew. Like, I think him and I played a show before you came, and I don't know if we had put it together.
Yeah, I don't know. Drew is just has great taste in
then
music.
He just...
And is a real music fan, and he wanted Jasmine to open for him.
So. Yeah, and then he said,
So was that the first Weave show?
He started... That was the second Weave show.
Yeah, she was going
by Weaves
at that
point. I started
Weaves
as a one-person show at the beginning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so my first two shows were just me looping guitar and just doing walls of sound and singing. And then
is there anything online of that? I know you're probably trying to bury it, maybe.
No. There's nothing online, no.
Seriously? Do you have anything on here?
I have, if you want to hear...
Yes.
What should I play? Something from the new album?
Oh, like looping or whatever?
Looping example?
Old loop or... Yeah, I guess something where he could play...
Do you have a file you could actually send to me?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could hear how, a song starts, and then you could A-B it with how a song is finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's one that's didn't get worse. From
Scream is kind of Scream, right?
Yeah, sure.
Here is Scream. So this is a demo for a song that wound
this is what I would have emailed Morgan.
And this would have been... one of probably six that day of songs. So she writes so quickly and with such volume that there's always so much material to work with. And I think on this day, there was probably three other songs that are on the record.
I think I wrote Lala that day, yeah.
Yep. Wow. Warming up the voice.
Yeah.
I am frozen, I'm sublime, I am searching for some watermelons.
Now, can I play what it became?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we can talk about how it became what it became, because yeah. that'd yeah. be nice. It's no longer Jasmine playing guitar here.
No, nope, I took over. But you can hear some rhythmic similarities, yeah. and Jasmine's actually tap dancing in this one.
Wait, let me hear. People can't see your hand moving, so tell me.
Here comes a little break for it.
I'm sublime. It's like a little shuffle. For some fresh watermelons.
And then we've got Tanya Tagak
throat singing
on this. And she's amazing.
Unbelievable. Out of this world, mm-hmm. out of body experience performer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How'd you all meet? I mean, she's based up.
She lives in Toronto now.
Yep.
She moved to Toronto, but yeah, we met her on a plane going to Iceland Airwaves, and she was in line to go to the washroom or the bathroom, and that's my Canadian. And then yeah, she just came up to me and was like, "Who are you? I'm Tanya," and I was like, "I'm Jasmine." And then we all stayed in the same hotel, and we all kind of hung out that weekend, and we both just wanted to work together. And then when this song kind of happened, it just felt like she should be on this, you know.
Let's listen a little more.
Yet we don't have no homes. I'm a child of commercials and body language and floating drones. Yet I'm sad by the prospect of damage and change. I look to my elders, I look to women and others who feel our common pain, our common strain.
Can you help people understand what the song is about? Because a lot of people here are hearing 2 minutes, mm-hmm. not even of a song.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a mixture of, I mean, it's kind of an anthem in a way that I just feel like you should scream your name regardless of what's happening in the world and how people might view you. And it was very reactionary for myself. Like, I wrote it after the election, and we were in the UK during Brexit. It just felt like all this negative energy, and like my experience as a person in this world, if somebody would want to physically hurt me or just assume I'm a certain person because of the color of my skin. And I just felt like I wanted to articulate that in a song, and it was just emotion, you know. It was pent up inside, I think, and it just kind of came out.
I took it as a song of pride. I'm
going
to listen to more thinking about what you said, because I guess that all wraps together, though.
Yeah.
Where shall we go? I've got a list of fun songs I could play.
Mm-hmm.
How about if I do? Oh, you know what? The other night, because we're talking about Toronto,
mm-hmm.
The other night there were three bands, and the opening band,
Casper Skulls,
I thought, captured my imagination. So tell me about them. I didn't know about them. Here, let's play a little of Casper Skulls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
So tell me about Casper Skulls.
Yeah.
We're label mates with them. They're just like, I love bands that have male and female voices. Mm-hmm. And so they share leads like the XX. And there's so many bands that do that. It's nice to have like a he said, she said thing. And I don't know, they can be like heavy and kind of, I don't know, slackery sometimes. But then this song is just so melodic and almost like an always kind of thing. It's nice.
Who's singing?
This is Melanie. Melanie, I think it's Gail is her last name.
Yeah, we don't know how to say her last name.
And Neil is the other singer, and they're just like a cool... They look like rock stars on stage already, you know? I think.
They're sweet.
They're sweet.
I'm a sucker for a good melody.
Yeah.
You know?
Although, I'm going to say that you do a couple things in your music that I like, and your melodies are never really straight ahead. In fact, your interpretation of what Jasmine did on that kind of weird, already slanty loop got more slanty, but it gripped me with the rhythm was more captivating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your melodies aren't always as clear. I'm going to play something. How about if I play this number 53? Mm-hmm. Was that the loop number, by the way?
It was, yeah.
Now the mystery song. There's a song on the new record called number 53. So here that goes. I love that. So the other day, folks, we were we had this show. We were talking about music that you've just heard so many times, you just want to retire it. But we thought of some classic songs as very untouchable. And so this song got played, and immediately when I heard this song, I thought of your song. Tell me if you hear the similarities.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
But this song never gets old.
No.
I find.
It was a song that our listeners voted as the least to retire or the most untouchable.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Let's listen to a little bit of Bruce Springsteen.
Mansions of glory and suicide machines sprung from cages on highway nine from wheel human jacket and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us, maybe we were born to run.
And then my quick live mix would be
this is unfair.
I'm not a lawyer. I play one on the radio. So is there, like, I wonder what the origins of this song sounded like. And if you had loop number 53, I would play it. And then I would love to know if you ever, at any point in recording the song, thought of Mr. Bruce.
I think I had read his book on the road and then came home. I don't know when I wrote that one. It was like kind of after I think I read his book. And I
think I heard those melodies and the lyrics, and it just felt sort of like that end of the world feeling, yeah. But we're going to make it.
Yeah. When I first did this song, it was like more of a, it was for like, I do a side project sometimes and I just play shows out in the city, and he came to the show and was like, what's that one that you did? And I said, it's 53. He was like, we have to do that.
You just sent it, I just got it, mm-hmm. And here it comes.
I was a stranger inside of my body. I want to perish down on my knees. I was excited by all of your stories and all of your friends. I was a fighter who
I like this. When you sing a line like that, don't tell me what you want to, don't want to hear it. Is that directed to anyone in particular? Do you feel? Do you do that?
Kinda. Yeah. I felt like within this band, I just want to make the music I want to make, and you know, as a woman in a rock band, I think sometimes people like assume you're going to sing about certain content, and I was like, I just want to sing what I want to sing, wow. And I'm not going to try and be anything besides myself. So.
And it comes across in all that you do. That, I mean, you own the stage in many ways, and these songs are so strong.
Thanks.
Contemporary artists you love these days, pick me one.
I really like Teen Anger is a band from Toronto that I kind of grew up with them. I started a band before this called Rat Tail, and we used to play kind of like punk shows together in the city, and they were just always really supportive of my first band, and they put out an album this year which is called Teenager, because everyone always confuses their name, and so they just thought it would be funny to name it Teenager as Teen Anger.
And as one word. Yeah, I mean, that's where it gets really confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
I never really thought about it. If you look at Teenager and just throw that extra N in there.
Yeah, you don't notice the...
I thought their band was Teenager. I have it in my library before you asked me to play it, and I just always thought the band was Teenager.
They're so good, though. I love this new album that they put out. It's great.
I'll play a song called It Works With My Body.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Morgan, I hear a lot of your guitar style is not dissimilar from what's happening.
I know. I hearing that, I'm like, oh, I want whatever that is.
And do you know the guitar player in this band?
Not really. I've met them
John. Yeah.
Once or twice, but not really. You know, it's that love of like kind of character sounds in guitar. You know, guitar can be so like, I'm macho shredder or I'm a sensitive male playing an acoustic. It's like, it's nice to sound like a little weird.
When did you start to play a guitar?
Well, I'm actually a bass player, so this is the first band I've ever played guitar in.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always played guitar just for fun on my own, and I was always a bass player, so I was always in that support role.
And Zach, our bassist, went to school for guitar.
Yeah, he's
so
a really good
guitar
player.
They switched positions.
So, but then I feel like it's exciting because I finally get to express myself in guitar. It's a little more forward. It's a little more personality, and I get to make up for lost years.
I'm really stunned by that because the first time I saw you guys, which I guess was CMJ 2015, which is a festival that happened in New York, I was both taken by, as I said to you, the way you kind of own the stage. I think that night you laid down flat on the floor as a cake shop.
Sounds about right.
And laid and sprawled out in the middle of the audience a little later in a very flowing dress. And your singing is incredible. But then the way you were playing guitar, and I see a lot of guitar players, and you were stunning to me. Your melody, sense of melody, but also the sense of tone and the way the two of you, no pun intended, wove your sounds together was really just genius. And I was sure that you've been playing hot guitar since you were 9.
Well, secretly, but yeah, this is the first band when I finally got to, like, it's my coming out on guitar. And I get to sort of duet with Jasmine a lot of the time and, you know, try to make it as expressive as possible.
I remember when we were working on, I think it was like Motorcycle or something with the EP, and you were like, maybe I could play guitar in this band. I was like, sure, I don't want to play guitar. You can do it. Take it over.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. I'm going to go out on Walk Away, which I'll play just a tiny bit. Anything you want to...
This was the first song that we...
recorded for this album. Demoed together, I guess. Yeah.
And it kind of set the tone for, like, it just felt like a classic kind of song.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
anything
great
about the words that you want to impart?
I mean, I feel like there's a theme, I guess, in the album of just like be strong and confident and, you know, walk away if you have to get out of an uncomfortable situation and listen to your instincts, you know, and I think that's important, especially now.
Yeah, well put. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Morgan Waters and Jasmine Burt from the band Weaves. Their new album, Wide Open, is out now, and you can watch their Tiny Desk concert from last year. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.